finding that right balance between farming and nature, between putting food on the table and protecting the place that it is produced, is the life's work, as you know, of many people who come on this programme. Farmers are forever learning from each other and improving what they do by looking over the hedge in at the neighbours and then talking about it before taking the plunge. Now, that energy is something that Chagask has tried to tap into in a new knowledge network, is what they call it, focusing on nature on the farm. And they've given it the name Farm BioNet. 30 people have already signed up to participate, including dairy farmers James and Rachel Creighton. Brenda Donoghue visited them yesterday on their farm in Grangebeg on the Wicklow-Kildare border.
On this particular pond, we have breeding more hens. We literally just saw 3 chicks. They've only hatched this morning. And then we also have had teal throughout the winter. We had a pair that were just hanging around for a while there, so I was hoping maybe something might happen, but I haven't seen any evidence just yet. We get herons here sometimes as well, frog spawn. So it's a wonderful place to live. It's a wonderful place to bring the kids up. But we are a dairy farm, and I'd like you to meet some of the calves and the cows that keep this place going.
We're on the way to the calf shed, but you've chosen to get involved in this BioNet project. Why did you choose that?
We chose because we've been involved in protecting farmland pollinators for the last 4 years. We're part of an EIP. We're also hugely supportive of our biodiversity on the farm. We see our farm as more of an ecosystem. We try to farm alongside nature. This farm BioNet gives us an opportunity to contribute to real change throughout Ireland and Europe, and so we want to be part of that change and part of that movement.
Let's take refuge from the rain in your lovely calf shed. Oh, they're so lovely and content.
They sure are. They've had their milk and their feed. These ones down the end here are our Montbelliards. We only just started to get into this breed now, and we're delighted with them. They're beautiful calves.
And helping you out.
And helping us out and running the show, really, is the wonderful James. He's my husband. And we met in Dublin Zoo, where we worked for a long time, and he practically grew up in the zoo. His family are the zookeepers of Dublin.
Were.
The Creightons, James.
The Creightons, the famous ones, or infamous ones, depending on your way of life.
Before I get into all that, James, you left Blanchardstown. You left the confines of the zoo for the wilds of the Kildare-Wicklow border. Why?
I suppose after COVID, we had a kind of reevaluation of family life and where we wanted to go in life. And we sat down and talked about it. And we thought, you know, this could be the right move for the family, our family with our 3 kids to come down. And it's a beautiful area. And it was an exciting project. We just grabbed it with both handlebars and just went with it.
But is it a lot different dealing with the animals and the nature here than Dublin Zoo, or is it similar?
Well, it's a lot different in the sense, you know, obviously this is a farm and it's a commercial farm, so, you know, we're in the dairy industry, and but of course we live side by side nature here. Rachel's father Barney and his father before him have done a lot of the groundwork to ensure that nature thrives around here. You know, we've a lot of hedgerows, we've a lot of trees, and we've a lot of species around here. And, you know, it's a big thing that me and Rachel like to do, to see the species. We've got pine marten in the forest, we've got plenty of birds, we have a woodpecker now that's a resident that comes, we've plenty of bat species. So all of that is close to our hearts, that we want to continue to keep safe and enhance and make better, you know. So it's a real balance.
And James, as a dub in Kildare, are you all right?
Sometimes I think, you know, maybe down here has been a little bit wilder than the zoo, but the biggest part for us as well is to see the kids happy, you know, obviously, like most parents, and they love it down here. They love their school, their local school. They've got great friends around them, so we couldn't have wished for a better start to a new project.
Rachel, where are we walking to now?
So now we're on our way to our forest. It's a broadleaf forest. It's 1 hectare in size. It's 30 years old, so I would have been about 8 years of age helping to plant this forest. It's wonderful to see how it has grown and the life that it is supporting as well. And it's a wonderful asset to the farm.
What are you showing me on your phone, James?
So this is a camera trap that we set up in the forest here last year, and then you'll see one of Ireland's mammals that was becoming, you know, very rare to see, and that's the pine marten. And so they bred last year in this forest, and they had kits. That's them breeding with their kits, and they're being caught in the camera trap, and they've gone off now to obviously go by themselves now. They don't stay with the mum and dad, so they've gone off and live their own life. But it's great to see, because they were a mammal that were very much in decline in Ireland, and now they are really starting to re-flourish, and hopefully going to help our red squirrel population, because they are one of the predators of grey squirrels.
This farm is amazing. Everywhere you hear nature, you see it. But I'm very interested in how both of you met. James, in Dublin Zoo, when did you first set eyes on Rachel, and when was that moment where you went, okay?
Well, we first set each eye obviously in Dublin Zoo, and it was in the elephant habitat. I was a zookeeper already there a couple of years before Rachel came in, and both of us were a little bit strange. I was a real dub, probably a bit rough around the edges. And Rachel kind of came in as a very refined lady from the countryside who sang in a choir and still participated in going to church. And so, you know, we were both probably totally different people. I suppose our friendship grew, and then we kind of both found each other quite interesting, and over time the love blossomed. Here we are now, many years later, married and three children. So, you know, it's kind of similar to the parents. My parents met in the zoo, and my dad was a zookeeper and she worked in the restaurant. They're married over 50 years, so maybe it's a good testament to meeting your partner in the zoo, I don't know. So we'll hope we'll last as long anyway.
James, there's a few details I'm missing. Rachel, when did you first know that it was different with James, that it was more than just that shared interest in the beautiful animals?
I think when he told his mother that this is the woman he was going to marry. I was like, what? I know. He always intrigued me. I found him challenging. I found him funny. He was so different to anything or anyone I had met. And I just felt like, I don't want to be anywhere away from this guy. One of the things that always really impressed me with James is just how he was with the animals, and how he was able to bring the best out of the animals, and how to make them as happy as they could be. If you can really estimate happiness within animals, I suppose it's not a scientific thing, but it is. You can see it. He just has a natural gift for it.
What qualities has that brought to the farm?
The cows, you can see their reaction to him, the calves, how they are with him, and they really thrive under his care. So
there was already a very high standard of welfare when I came, in fairness. Like Barney had ran the farm exceptionally well. Welfare has always been a key part of the farm here, so always making sure there's plenty of food on offer and plenty of good bedding. So, you know, it's a very easy thing to take over when you've got, like, you know, the foundations already here.
Rachel, I can see why you absolutely love it here. What an amazing place to bring up your lovely young family. What drives you to get involved in all the projects that you're involved in?
Well, without being too much of a cliche, I suppose my children do, because I want them to have a future. You know, our future often seems bleak because you hear about it all, you know, all the climate change that's happening, our biodiversity decline. In order to stop myself from going into a bit of a depression over it, I was like, well, we need to do something about it. And we have 180 acres here to do that. Our farm is my ecosystem that I can take care of to give my children a bit of a hope that our nature can be saved.
Brenda there with James and Rachel Creighton. Anyone interested in joining the national network can email farmbionet@chagask.ie for further details.